Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's one thing to come back off of an ACL or a broken bone. It's another thing to come back off of what he came back off of, right? Let alone just to decide to play football and contact football, right? In full pads at the NFL level. I don't think I need to say anything more. I mean, it's incredible. I think God's hand's been on DeMar and his family and will continue to be. And we're just extremely proud and full of gratitude to watch him go through what he's went through and where he is now.
DeMar Hamlin is listed as the starter at safety, week one, Bills and Cardinals, Sunday at 1. Bills favored by 6, total of 48. Name the three wide receiver starters, starting wide receivers, on the Cardinals' official depth chart.
Okay. There's the new guy. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. He's listed as a backup.
He is not. I looked at their depth chart this morning.
He's listed behind Greg Dortch. What did I look at?
I don't know. Something that's unofficial. I saw something on Twitter that said, here's how the Cardinals will come in, and Harrison was the first name at the top, just like Mac Hollins is the first name on the Bills depth chart, wide receiver.
Okay, I guess mine, as of yesterday, I got to talk to Mark Dalton. Mine was unofficial, and then, okay, you're right.
So Marvin Harrison Jr., Dortch,
yep.
And is there somebody named Wilson?
Yes, Michael Wilson.
Okay. Good. I retained something from 9 o'clock this morning. Yay, me.
The one I looked at had Zach Pascal ahead of Dortch ahead of Harrison, and then Zach Pascal ahead of, in the third spot there.
Well, I'm glad we got that sorted out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy I brought it up with you. You were nice about it. You bring that up to the wrong person. And they could give you a terrible time for being wrong.
Imagine a day that I'm off and you're in here ripping, as our show is wont to do, just tearing apart the Cardinals because they've got this absurd depth chart that lists the fourth overall pick in the draft behind your name here. And like, what are we even doing here? Stupid Cardinals. I can't. And it was all wrong. that would have been a moment. Not that you would ever make
it. I think it would have been fine to play that out a little bit. 803-0550. Let me see what I just said. What's the single best thing you could get from this game that isn't a win? Something outside of that. Like all the different things we've been talking about this summer. Is there one particular thing that would be the most encouraging?
I wanted to ask you if we could have a tie, but I don't need to break a tie. I can choose for myself. I feel like, even though I don't think it's as realistic, Keon Coleman going like 6 for 115 and a score would really go a long way, I think. Because, you know, what have we talked about all spring and summer? We don't know really what we've got here. We're not even really sure what they've got in Coleman himself. how much is he going to play? How ready is he? You know, you hear a lot of, like, even McDermott, you know, he's a rookie and he's made nice catches, but we need, like, down in, down out and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I'm sort of on, I don't want to say edge about Coleman, but I'm really curious. And if that just popped right away out of the wrapper, that would be really great. The other thought was Kincaid. Because that I think that's way more realistic for him to have basically that stat line that I just said for Coleman. I feel like Kincaid, that would be encouraging because I'm sort of expecting that from him this year. Whereas Coleman, it would be just, oh my gosh. Like, I think I can count on Kincaid. I'm pretty sure of that. I think I can count to an extent on Shakir. But if I get Coleman like that, I feel like that's the score to beat.
That is fine. I think that is almost, for me, outside the realm of possibility. I would ask you if you got three catches from Coleman for okay yards, and one is a 8-yard, you know, back shoulder, front pylon touchdown catch. That's a good day.
It's fine,
I think.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Because red zone is where I think Coleman has the best chance of really helping them. And or where they need him the most. And that's Kincaid, too. I mean, Kincaid has to be more than that, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it can be said that Coleman does as a rookie. But red zone is where they've given up a lot of their targets. And those two guys, I mean, you really want Coleman to be able to do that. If he can do that as a rookie, if he can't, it's almost a problem. Like, that's where you want to have his body and his skills, you know, win for you. And the Bills don't really have, I mean, rank their weapons in terms of the red zone, other than Allen running over linebackers. It's not their running backs. Yeah. It's not Davis yet. It's definitely not Cook. It's not Shakir Shakir has done a couple things, but I think it's really, unless it's gadgety, it needs to be Kincaid or Coleman. Then you get to Knox, who's had his successes in the red zone. 803-0550, the number. The thing you want to see outside of winning the game, something encouraging that would mean it would make you feel good about this game Sunday. Here's Mike with us. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's funny you mentioned Cam Coleman because that was why I called. I'm a little more on the Mike Schultz side. I don't have to have him go off, but just give me the indication that this guy can get it done. Especially in the end zone, you know, and mm-hmm. and furthermore, just based off of last year and stuff, like, just show me you can get it done in the red zone, period. Like, I need to see more in the red zone. Like, how many failed drives was there? How many times, you know, did we go through that where we got down there and nothing? So, like, that's really all I'm looking for, man. I want to see him clean up that red zone work, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Good. I mean, it's a good place to start. The thing, I'm and I did say, by the way, when I said 6 for 115 in a score, like, I don't know. It's not that realistic, probably. That's why I would love to see it so much. It'd be, like, almost shocking. Like, wow, look at that day from the rookie receiver. The thing I'm worried about Coleman in the red zone with is, like, if it starts slow, and, you know, even on Sunday, right, and he's getting a snap here, a snap there, but they get in the red zone, and it's, okay, back shoulder fade at the pylon time, like, that can work, all right? I mean, I know that is a play that has some success, but to me, it is not. How they use him down there is something I will be playing, I think a lot of fans will be paying a lot of attention to, because there's a difference to me between scheming things open and just saying, I'm going to toss it to you over there and hopefully it's on target enough for you to make a great athletic.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play.
Right.
Like that's it's not quite buying a lottery ticket, but it's some version of that. I mean, it's just less of a sure thing. I mean, I don't know. What is a sure thing? Right. I mean, scheming guys open can be complicated. Sometimes defenders don't end up where you think they're going to end up, and that can mess everything up. I get that. There's no 100% money back guarantee in any play, let alone red zone offensive football plays. But I just feel like the back shoulder throw is, I don't have a better idea. And I want to have a better idea than that. I'm not saying don't ever do it, but I don't want that to be like the go-to, oh, let's get Coleman on the field. It's second and goal at the 5. Because we're going to do that. I just don't want an overdose of that.
Let's remember to keep a close eye on that. Because, like, what is the knock on him? Separation. So I'm 3rd and goal at the 7-yard line. I'm a little bit outside of Allen just takes off and walks in territory. And, you know, I'm thinking a touchdown on this play, you hear about separation, you know, maybe some timing issues with Coleman. If you want to run a slant with him or some sort of more intricate route, maybe you're not so confident that he does that for you. But something, if you will, simple like that. And so if they do that, that might tell us something about where they're at. And maybe it'll work because he's good at that stuff.
Yep.
But that they don't want. Like, really, that's something we should really watch on Sunday on red zone plays is, like, how often is he on the field and is he running routes and what are the routes? Like, what is he doing on Sunday, in close? That could be really telling. I like it. Thanks, Mike. Here's Steve next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. I was looking to hopefully have Tyler Bass have a clean game, and that means, you know, make something from 55 or 54 just to get his confidence back and for the offense to, on 2nd and 3, you know, show that you're willing to pass it and not just everybody fall forward and, you know, reset back to first down.
You know, Bass continues to be a topic, and I'll tell Steve or anybody else, maybe you do somehow. I have no idea if he's confident. If he misses, that doesn't mean he isn't confident. You know, just we don't know that. So he missed 4 field goals last year. It's about what he's missed every year, you know, 2 to 4 field goals a year. You did have the playoffs, and that's not, I'm not trying to ignore that. That's bigger. But,
and that was really rocky, right? There was a couple of missed kicks in the Pittsburgh game.
Right. And then the end of the game.
Yeah.
So he might, we've talked about it a lot, he might have confidence issues, but just because he misses doesn't mean he does.
I'm definitely paying more attention to that. I mean, whatever. You always pay attention to every play, and those are scoring plays. So, you know, there's going to be an eye on it. I'm less inclined to blow it off the way that I maybe would other years. You know, whatever, they'll go find a different kicker. Because there's a commitment there already. Like every dollar matters now. And if they were to get into the season and it starts the way it kind of went in the summer and the way last season ended even, right? There's a missed kick here, you know, whatever. And they feel they got to do something. They're eating a bunch of dead money this year, a bunch more. Not, you know, it's not Stephon Diggs $31 million, but it's, you know, it's a couple of million bucks each year. And then you're in the weeds because then you're just out there looking for kickers. And like that can work out okay. Like there was that year where they brought in, they bring in Carpenter midstream or something, and it worked out okay. Like you can get, you know, lucky that way. You can also just start churning through guys. Going to bring this guy in. He's our kicker. Oh, okay. A few weeks went by. And you're just trying. The bigger issue to me is the commitment they've already made to Bass. I mean, he's a healthy kicker contract, and it's only the first year of that extension, and it's a 4-year extension. So it's not nothing to just, you know, assembly line him out of here.
That'll be interesting if he misses a few early.
Yeah.
because they'll have to be, they'll have to make that decision. 4 to 5.3 million per year dead cap through 2027, Bass, if he were to be released. It's not pretty. You know, by the way, I wanted to mention this when you were talking after the first caller here, but I didn't. This is not the first time you've heard a reference to the Bills and like the red zone efficiency. You know where they ranked last year in touchdown conversions inside the 20? Sixth. It's not like they were a team that had a particular problem at that. I think it's one where it always seems like you do if you can't, if you have a game where twice you're first and goal and you kick field goals, maybe that's just an easy one for people to sort of like, oh, well, we've got this problem. But they were sixth in the NFL.
Overall, that's good. I feel like earlier this summer, Warren Sharp had a breakdown of first and goal, like a different something within, you know, a smaller sample inside, you know, further inside the red zone, like goal to goal. Their conversion rate on goal to goal maybe was really low.
Okay.
I think maybe, and that's what maybe the caller could be thinking of, because I have that in my head. I don't have it. I think I have it saved somewhere, but I'm not sure I can access it quickly.
But don't you think that's one where people would sort of naturally think?
Sure, it gets to crisis.
You're bad if you don't score
right
from first and goal, because you're not going to score, you know, that often.
Right.
You know what? Another one like that for me is third downs. Right. If you have a game where you don't convert on third downs a couple times. You know where they ranked last year in the NFL in third down percentage?
One first. Of the very best. Yeah, okay.
First.
The best. Yeah.
So when you're out tonight at baseball practice, don't let anybody tell you that the Bills aren't good on third down either. They were almost 50%.
Baseball practice.
They were the best in the NFL last year on third down. 49.8%. Half the time. I don't know. What's happening right now? School.
There could be baseball practice. I don't know. I just, you know.
Why would there be? Why did I pick baseball? Baseball's over.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's why I said that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really
I don't
need
know.
To
pick what is, what is football practice?
Football
soccer,
practice.
Soccer going on?
Soccer practice, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Girls tennis.
All right.
But not boys. Boys are in the spring.
Hmm.
At least that's how it was in my day.
I never knew that.
Girls are in the fall. Boys are in the spring. You only have one set of courts. Got to break it up.
All right.
I think that's probably what that is. It's a guess. Sal coming up at 4. Still waiting on Bulldog's report from last night's fantasy draft. We hope to have it here before too long. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.